Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Ah, you have to love Martha and Mary. How many times do we struggle to be more like Mary, but yet let the busyness of all the things we have to do really pull us more towards Martha? So I read and asked Jesus, "What is it that you want me to do?" And I want to read this gospel to you because the words ring so true. I know many of you have heard it before, so I'll read it quickly, but it's really important. And Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. Oh, how nice of Martha. She's so hospitable. She had a sister named Mary, who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much, Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." Now, you might think, wow, listen to her speaking to Jesus this way. But how many times do we actually feel this way? Like, look, I'm doing all this work. How come I'm not getting any help? God, help me. The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." So as I read through this gospel, so much that I could have focused on, but I kept going back to Mary, who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak. So I grabbed a pillow and I rolled over in my bed and I hugged it. And this was where I started in my imagination. And I'm not much of an imagination person. I'm not. I struggle. I don't put myself in the scene as much. The word speaks to me differently. And then I talk to God in that meditation instead of me putting myself into that scene. Well, this time was different. And so as I was hugging my pillow, I was picturing myself hugging Jesus's legs so that I was literally at his feet, hugging his legs like a little child. And as I really tried to pretend that the pillow was Jesus's legs, like kind of down around by his calves, I imagined Jesus coming down with his hand and caressing the top of my head and rubbing it like a mom or a dad would do to a little child when you're comforting them, loving them. And then I started to cry. I started welling up, and it was incredible. And all I could think of while I was holding on to Jesus' leg were two words. Help me. Oh, I'm doing my best to hold back the tears here. Help me. And it's funny because those words didn't jump out to me when I was reading the gospel at all. Because as you hear, Martha says, tell her to help me. They just jumped out at me as I was reading this now to you. The words help me were in there, and I did not say those words because they were in the gospel. And I think if all of us would just sit at Jesus' feet, maybe you want to picture yourself laying down on his feet. Maybe, you know, you think of the woman who cried and washed his feet with her hair. Yes, many think it's Mary, this same Mary versus another Mary Magdalene. We won't go there. But bottom line, when we sit at Jesus' feet, we just should be either giving him our heart, like physically, like I was, and just being like, okay, God, help me. Jesus, help me. And it wasn't even a cry out for something in particular, like, help me stop doing this, or help me not be anxious, or help me be loved today, or help me. It was just a generic, help me. And I felt at ease and calmness, because then I started relaxing into the pillow and truly feeling that calmness, that, okay, God, you've got this. You've got all of it. So maybe today you can sit at Jesus' feet. It'd be even better if you could go to adoration or go to daily mass or go into a parish and sit in front of the tabernacle in the church. If it's possible, I know things are crazy all across the world here, and I'm sure that some of you don't have that ability, but some of you might. That would truly be going and visiting Jesus, because he does really miss us and wants us to come and visit him. But you could do what I did and sit at Jesus' feet. And this one, I just let go. And the words, help me, came deeply from my heart. And it pretty much encompasses everything. Help me do all of the things that you want me to do. So let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, please help us go to your Son for healing, for redemption. We know there is peace sitting at his feet. We know there are words and messages that are awaiting us when we do. Help us focus on being Mary, because when we do, God will not take that away from us. We will choose the better part, and it will not be taken away. So as we sit at your feet, Jesus, today, we ask that you touch our hearts, you transform our souls, You purify us, you cleanse us, and you love us. Help us feel your love. Help us know that you've got this, whatever is going on in our lives. And when we sit at your feet, we are building that connection with you. We're opening our heart to hear you. We love you, Jesus. Thank you for our faith. Thank you for all of the wonderful transformation and enlightenment you have provided us in our lives. And we anxiously await for more to come from you through nature, through people, and through our prayer, that peaceful time as we sit at your feet, loving you, listening to you, being with you. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I love you all. Have a blessed and inspired day.
This is Kevin O'Brien of EWTN's Theater of the Word. I'm excited also to teach middle school and high school literature, speech, and drama with homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. Your student can meet with me online for a live, interactive class. Whether you take apologetics with John Martinoni, or grade school with Jackie De La Viaga, or any of the other 400-plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, online Catholic learning for your homeschooling family is available for you.